From the Fortress of Freedom, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, March 28, 2019, and here are three big things you need to know. Three, in Brunei, Sharia laws are being updated. Homosexuals will be stoned to death from now on. So will adulterers and thieves. They'll have their hands chopped off. How very 5th century of them. Two, the southern border is nearing collapse, according to the man in charge. The Commissioner of Customs and Border Patrol says we have reached the breaking point with tens of thousands of illegals flooding in. They're being turned loose on all of us because there's no place else to put them. And number one, with the Mueller report finished and no indictments of anyone in the president's circle for collusion or conspiracy or obstruction, the Trump train is picking up speed and rolling straight into the heart of the Rust Belt. The first stop on the victory tour, Grand Rapids, where health care is sure to be a hot new topic.
Obamacare is a disaster. It's too expensive by far. People can't afford it. And the deductible is horrible.
Make no mistake, there will be a huge rally tonight in Grand Rapids. The president's first stop since the Mueller report dropped. The first stop since Bill Barr's evaluation of the report in a four-page letter to Congress was revealed, explaining that nothing had established collusion or conspiracy with anyone inside Trump's circle, and that obstruction of justice also not met. A clean bill of health, if you will, which gives the president plenty of time to talk about other things. But before he moves on from that, he does have some concerns. Trust me, wouldn't you? He has some anger and some concerns. He was on Sean Hannity last night, gave an exclusive interview, and here's part of what he said about all of that. It's bite number nine. Go.
How did this start? How did it start? You had dirty cops. You had people that are bad FBI folks. I know so many. They're incredible people. But at the top, they were not clean, to put it mildly. And what they did to our country was a terrible, terrible thing.
Keep an eye on that theme for tonight. Again, the things that he'll touch on tonight, I'm sure of. He'll talk about no collusion or obstruction. He'll get big applause for that. He'll talk about health care, the economy, national security, and he will talk about American pride and why America is the greatest country in the world. He's also on a tweet storm this morning, is the president. The president is rolling right along. Let's see here. FBI and Department of Justice to review the outrageous Jussie Smollett case in Chicago. It's an embarrassment to our nation, says the president. Mexico is doing nothing to help stop the flow of illegal immigrants into our country. They are the talk and no action. Likewise, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador have taken our money for years and do nothing. The Dems don't care. Such bad laws may close the southern border, he says. The fake news media going crazy, suffering a major breakdown, have zero credibility or respect, and must be thinking about going legit. I have learned to live with fake news, which has never been more corrupt than it is right now. Someday I'll tell you the secret. Then he talks about going to Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll be heading to Grand Rapids, Michigan tonight for a big rally. We're talking about the many exciting things that are happening to our country, but also our car companies and others that are pouring back into Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, North and South Carolina, and all over. He's fired up to get out there. And here, just moments ago, wow, ratings for Morning Joe, which were really bad in place, just tanked with the release of the Mueller report. Likewise, other shows on MSNBC and CNN have gone down as much as 50%. Just shows you that fake news never wins. Fake news never wins. But the problem with it and the full-throated pandering is unbelievable. Let's go to the Collusion News Network, better known as CNN. Chris Cuomo there cannot admit that there was no collusion in the Mueller report. In an argument with Congressman Sean Duffy, he sounds like an arrogant doofus. He sounds like an arrogant, unwilling, just he's just arrogant, and he's right, and it doesn't show. It's bite number two. Go.
You have a job to make sure you're putting out the right facts.
Of course you do.
For 2 years, you put out the wrong facts.
What wrong facts?
That's significant.
What wrong facts did we put out?
That there's Russia collusion. You were telling me that I had to present the fact, bottom line, that there was no collusion. That it was our responsibility.
There's 100% behavior by people around the president that qualifies as collusion. Okay. Collusion's not a crime. It's a behavior. You should know that.
But collusion with Russia didn't exist, and it was reported out for 2 years.
And Mueller says he couldn't make a criminal case that any of those people helped the Russians interfere.
Here is the good news.
It's one issue.
All right, so here, Mueller said he couldn't make a criminal. It's not, how do you know that? You know what Mueller said? You've got the Bill Barr report. That's all you've got, the Bill Barr four pages. And here's, again, what it says. The special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. It doesn't say knowingly or unknowingly. It says it didn't happen. And it pulls a line from the report, quote, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities, period. Chris Cuomo, just like the rest, is dishonest. When you're caught, you need to tell the truth. Say, you know what? We blew it. We made a mistake. We did it wrong. By the way, here's some interesting breaking news about because the Smollett case was mentioned by the president here on a tweet just moments ago. I want to share this with you from Andy Wen. He's a reporter. Update. This is a tweet. The FBI is now reviewing circumstances of why all the criminal charges against Smollett were dropped. Update number two. A leaked email from the prosecutor's office show them scrambling to find other cases where charges were suddenly dropped under conditions like Smollett's. Here's what the email says, and this is telling. These people are caught, and they're running as far and as fast from this as they can, but they're done. The prosecutor, Fox, she's in a mess. Here's what the email says in part. Hello, everyone. We're looking for examples of cases, felony preferable, where we, in exercising our discretion, have entered into verbal agreements with defense attorneys to dismiss charges against an offender if certain conditions were met, such as the payment of restitution, completion of community service, completion of class, etc., but the defendant was not placed in a formal diversion program. Please ask your ASAs, that's the assistant prosecutors, of course, if they have examples of these types of dispositions, and we will work with them further to figure out on what case it was done. Nobody is in trouble. We're just looking for further examples of how we as prosecutors use our discretion. They're in trouble here. They can't find another case like this. This guy got a call in from Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. They got calls in from on high, and they decided to tank the case. And then the Chicago PD and the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, said, no, we're not going to allow that just to pass. That's no good. It won't happen. Not here, not now. It's not going to work for us. And now they're all scrambling in a CYA moment because they have been caught. And there's no question. They have been caught, and there's no question about it. Because when the state's attorney, Kim Fox, revealed that she believes that Jussie Smollett is guilty, and she did that on an interview with the local station ABC7 in Chicago, she admits that he's guilty. There's your problem. CPD says it's absolutely not normal to have an alternative prosecution where the defendant does not admit guilt, where he goes around and takes a victory lap and spikes the football, and the case is sealed. This is a clear example of a double standard all the way across where the Chicago Police Department says Jussie Smollett faked the hate crime attack, and he was guilty, and they had him nailed. And the grand jury returned 16 felony indictments. Something is rotten in Denmark and in Chicago. It's 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
Energy cooks our food. It heats our homes. It keeps us on the move, and it powers industry. While energy delivery is important, safe energy delivery is paramount. Enbridge is working with the state of Michigan to build an underground tunnel for Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac. We're replacing energy infrastructure. We're enhancing safety where it matters most. And we're continuing to deliver the energy Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/line5.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives, whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. Everybody.